You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, a staycation.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's been nice. Thanks for having me on today.
Is it a...
Joe Block is in Belize, by the way. He won't be back until Friday.
Joe is off the grid for a week. We're not going to hear from Joe for a while.
He traded Bethel Park for Belize, is what I heard.
Official language of Belize, English, so he doesn't have anything to worry about.
There you go.
Greg, I assume then you have read or seen the comments Rob Manfred made to Pat McAfee about the Pirates and about competitive balance in baseball yesterday. I'm curious to hear what your response is to that.
Well, I didn't hear what you guys, your take was just now. I'd be curious to know. It sounded like, he believes, he said it, that something has to give, and that... I think his quote was something about Pirate fans have to know that in February they've got a chance to be involved. Something to that. I apologize.
Yeah, Greg, that was essentially what he said, is they have to know that, like, based on the system, that in February they have a chance, a fair chance, I think is what he might have said.
So I think, for me, that's kind of encouraging. I like that.
But isn't he talking out of both sides of his mouth when he's also the guy who will say baseball doesn't have, like, necessarily a parity problem? They'll point to all the different teams that make the playoffs every year. Like, I don't know. I get the sense that, like, Rob Manfred, and also Greg, I get the sense that Manfred, the owners that maybe have his ear the most, the people that are owning the teams that spend a lot of money, that are in huge markets, I'm not so sure they want a cap. Like, usually I would think a commissioner of a sport has everybody on the owner's side united behind him. I'm not sure that Rob Manfred does on this front.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that he necessarily, your take may be that he believes there needs to be a cap. I don't know that that's cut and dry, that that's the only way. Maybe there are creative ways, more revenue sharing. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to really dive into all aspects of the CBA and what it would take, but maybe he's not just saying it's a straight salary cap. He didn't say that, so I'm not necessarily convinced that it's cut and dry.
Do you think that's what baseball needs in order for the Pirates to have a much better chance to win? Just your own personal opinion.
I have said over the years, guys, that. Let's put it this way: a salary cap is not the end all. Mm-hmm. That if you think a salary cap is going to make your team, whatever team that might be, a playoff contender right away, and for the foreseeable future, ask Cleveland Brown fans what the salary cap has done for them. Ask. Up until a couple years ago, Buffalo Bills fans, Chicago Bears fans. I can't think of an NHL. I think Toronto was bad for many, many years in the NHL.
it's not the end all. It's not the cure all. And so I think it would help a salary cap, no question. But I don't know that that's all that's needed.
Greg, it seems like...
Or the only thing that's needed, I should say.
Well, I think a lot of people here want a cap. They also want a floor, and this idea that there's a range that teams are forced to spend within, and then that makes it feel a little bit more equitable. It also, though, Greg, feels to me, and this is a little in the weeds, so I'll try to make it not sound that way, like baseball's got more of an existential problem. You can't have a national TV deal like the NFL does because the inventory lines up correctly where, hey, Fox gets this, CBS gets that, Netflix gets a couple games, NBC has Sunday Night Football, ESPN, and so on. You've got thousands of games, and they're going to be regional sports networks, and we're seeing what's happening with that, and it just... It does feel, you said something, you know, got to give is what Manfred's message might have been. It feels like something is going to give with like the televised future of baseball, and that's going to have to be sorted out before kind of we figure out where financially the sport is headed, broadly speaking. I'm wondering what you think about kind of that reality.
Well, I think that's probably true, and you could almost, the last 3 or 4 years, kind of see it happening, that the landscape, the media landscape, comes first, and they have to get that kind of house in order, and I think perhaps they're trying to do that, you know, between now and the time the CBA expires. But there's no question that that's going to be a huge part of it, and it won't look whatever they decide to do, whatever comes out of it, it will not look exactly, to your point, Chris, like the NFL. But there's probably a hybrid somewhere. And they got smart people working on all this stuff, and you know I'm hopeful that they all figure it out, and thankfully we don't have to worry about it for a year and a half, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Greg, do you get the impression that the Pirates are very much in favor of a salary cap as an organization?
Don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I do believe this is not news breaking, that they believe that something has to happen.
Okay.
And Bob Nutting has said as much in so many words. Yeah, they, all these owners, all these people involved in baseball have to be very, very careful with what they say publicly because they get more than just their hands slapped. So, you know, they're all unified in that respect. And so
is that why you never see votes against it? Brownie, sorry to cut you off, but like, I was wondering why we don't see more. Like, I remember the Steelers have voted against ratifying a CBA because they didn't like something as a franchise or whatever. Why don't we see more owners, not just of the Pirates, but of smaller market teams, when it comes time to vote on collective bargaining agreements, actually break ranks and say, I'm not voting for this, or I don't think this is good for my franchise, et cetera?
Oh, I don't know. I think that maybe that's kind of, to some owners, I'm guessing that, some do it to grandstand, knowing that it's a done deal. It's kind of like politics. You know what? You're just going to take a stance to make yourself sound better when you know it's a slam dunk. What good does that do? And that most owners believe, hey, you know, once the deal is done, let's get on board with it so that we show everybody, players in particular, that we are indeed unified. We don't want to be splintered. You know, since that last ratification, I'm sure there has been a lot of discussion about this upcoming one.
Yeah.
And internally, I'm sure more is said, more is debated, more is argued, more than what we hear publicly. They just want to try and be unified. That's a smart thing to do. The union's got the union, and the owners need to be unified.
Greg,
publicly.
Jeff Hathorn, who usually does not give a lot of hyperbolic hot take opinions, said this morning that he would make O'Neill Cruz the highest paid Pirates player in history. He would give him that extension over $100 million, pay him more than Brian Reynolds. My rebuttal was he has a lower WAR than IKF. He's hitting barely over 200, and he hits like Todd Ritchie against left-handed pitching. So, no, I would not make him the highest paid Pirate of all time. What say you?
Oh, I think it's still probably for me.
Oh.
if I were in charge, would you do that right now? I'd probably say, I don't think for that amount, I don't know that I'd do that. I'd certainly talk about an extension, but I don't know that I'd go that far. And he still has, this is a big couple, 2.5 months for him, because he's still not gotten to the point that where he needs to be, where everyone expected him to be. And if he's not the player, it turns out that he's not the player that everyone expected him to be, then you wouldn't sign that deal. You wouldn't offer that deal. So that's why I think the next 2.5 months are important for him and the Pirates.
Greg, I feel like your phone is making lots of noise here. This might be on our end, but
I'm sorry about that. I think that's incredibly rude, and it's unbelievable how often that happens when I get on a speakerphone, how many people start texting.
Oh, that's a text tone. Somebody said it sounded like somebody was winding a cuckoo clock.
So this is
background.
A humble brag on your part. You're actually so popular when you're on the air with us.
That's your humble brag. That's not my humble brag. No, that's not a brag at all.
People want to talk
I'm
to you.
I'm angry about it.
You're in demand.
Brownie, we appreciate you taking ownership of that. I want to ask you one more thing. Just because of the way you finished the O'Neill Cruz answer, these are 2.5 very important months for him. What do the next 2.5 months mean for Brian Reynolds, who is their highest paid player and who has struggled enormously all season, hasn't shown like the signs of truly breaking out and becoming, hey, I'm Brian Reynolds again, don't worry about it?
Yeah, I think for him and for the team, it's important. I mean, I'm not talking about a contract. I'm just talking about the importance
just his future,
for the team.
His age, everything. You know, yeah, he's an older guy comparatively.
But he's tied. Yeah, and his success, O'Neill Cruz's success. We've talked about this all over and over again. Seems like the Pirates, they can't afford major injuries or major off years from these players. These are the ones they've invested in, Brian Hayes included. The guy that's lived up to it so far is Mitch Keller.
Yep.
But the others, you can't afford that. You can't afford it's imperative if they are going to win anytime soon that guys like Reynolds and Cruz, not the long-term investment that we're talking about, but for them to win short-term, you have to have Cruz. You have to have Hayes. There's just no other way for them to do it under these circumstances. So, how important are the next couple months for Reynolds? They're just as important for the Pirates as they are Reynolds in order to win.
Greg, we'll get
we talk a lot about Cruz's struggles and how inconsistent he's been. Man, this has been a bad year for Brian Reynolds.
100%. Malzi said that exact thing. Based on how much he's making, his stats historically.
Track record,
exactly.
It's been brutal, really.
So, all right, Greg, we'll let you get back to answering some of those text messages and enjoy the rest of your All-Star break.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You bet. Greg Brown, everybody.
I thought like there was like a medical device going on or something. It sounded like he could be getting like, is he... I couldn't even think of anything. It sounded like a futuristic noise.
It sounded like the door of his car was open.
But I've heard that tone.
Or
that
he
been
didn't have his seatbelt on, and his car was telling him to put his seatbelt on. Yeah, one of those things.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can listen to the Fan anywhere. Can listen to the PM team anywhere. Can be down in Atlanta. You could hear Pat McAfee going into his wrestling broadcaster or announcer voice and say, oh, this was fun, but I'd rather listen to Pony and Muller. And stream us there on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts are there. On demand. Donnie told Cam Hayward to his face that he was the eighth-ranked Steeler of the last 25 years. And you know what? That actually went better than you probably might expect it to, given how petty Cam can be about media opinions of him as a player.
Did you believe Cam when he told us yesterday? We were having a lot of fun about the Cam tweets when he posts the GIF of the old lady writing in her notebook. Do you believe him when he says people just send them to him, he doesn't find them himself?
I think he has a little bit of that Kevin Durant.
I think he's online more than he wants to admit.
And I think he takes it all. I think he has a pretty big, I think he casts a pretty wide net, and then the fish he misses, people get in touch with him. Most of the time, though, I bet he already caught that fish and knows about it.
Durant's the greatest poster, by the way, we've ever seen. He'll never be topped. He got called out for burner accounts and just said, screw it. Fine, I'll delete them and just post this way myself.
Yeah,
I respect it. I bet you it's pretty liberating for him. Ah, screw it, I'm just here right now talking trash to you.
Noah Hiles joins us now from down in Atlanta.
You think Noah's a burner account guy? You think there's account in the Noah replies supporting all of Noah's takes that's actually
Noah
just Noah?
Noah created an account to say nice things about
his
takes? No, I don't think
so. To rip
his
rivals in the business?
Noah, you want to comment on that?
No, I have a burner account, but it's known. It was back when I worked at the Beaver County Times. They didn't like when I posted my gambling picks. So I had to make an account where I could just post my gambling picks for like the 17 people that follow it. I haven't tweeted from it from a couple
of
years.
You needed to get your gambling takes off on the record that bad?
I was very superstitious. I had a thing going with my friends. It was called Noah's No Doubters, where I would post them every Saturday and Sunday for college football and NFL for like four straight years.
Were they really no doubters?
Oh, no, they were horrible. They hit it like 39%. So I guess there's a no doubter in one regard. But nonetheless, it was a fun bit that I wanted to remain committed to. So I forget what the account's name is. I'm still logged in. I could look it up. But in the bio of it, it says burner account of @_NoahHiles. So
wouldn't that defeat
really
the purpose of your bosses there not wanting you to post your gambling picks if you openly acknowledge that you were just posting them under a different name?
He makes a good point, Noah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't work for that company anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I've got no rebuttal for that one.
Tony Clark and what he said about the salary cap. You were there, you heard it. Does that make you feel like this is just like very harsh rhetoric? Or did you come away from that thinking, you know what? I don't think we're going to see a salary cap 2 or 3 years from now in baseball.
I think my biggest takeaway is I don't know if we're going to have baseball in 2027 or at least the full season. I think these two sides are completely split. I'm not necessarily sure Manfred wants a salary cap. I think there are a few owners who are open to it. I think Manfred wants a change in the system that currently exists. And I think Clark is just making it abundantly clear that he won't have any second of a discussion about a salary cap. And I think that the other side at least wants to explore it. So they seem pretty divided on that issue, along with a couple of other ones. And both sides already were talking about the idea of a lockout, and we're still a ways away from December 1st, 2020.
Would the system Manfred wants benefit the Pirates?
I mean, I don't know. In a way, I guess. Like, he didn't give a ton of specifics. He just talked about a problem that exists. He says he highlighted that a lot of fans feel like there is an unfair balance economically in the game, that small market teams don't have a chance to compete consistently, to consistently field a competitive roster like large market teams do, and he wants to do something to fix that. He didn't list the specifics on how he intends to fix it. All Manfred wants is for the MLBPA to enter the bargaining session with an open mind and be open to discussions about different types of ideas. And the MLBPA basically just said, we are not going to do a salary cap. And they also presented different ideas, but they seem to suggest that Major League Baseball has made up its mind and that's what it wants.
Noah, you know how people, when they talk about the NFL, say that Jerry Jones has been the shadow commissioner for a long time, that when Roger Goodell does something, it's because Jerry Jones is pushing hard for it behind the scenes? You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Scott Boras really the shadow Players Association president in many ways? Like, he's the guy pushing certain things behind the scenes, and Tony Clark is the guy that we just happen to be hearing it from?
I know he has a lot of power. I mean, you see it in so many different ways. Just being around here, or just anytime you're at a big league national event, there's just so many different things that happen involving Boras where you're like, okay, well, that's not typical from any other agent or any other agency, let alone an individual. His voice means something. And yeah, I think he has a lot of power on pretty much every big decision that's made about the game.
Here's one other one, Noah, that's sort of connected to, and I'm not telling you that you are giving us vague answers here. I'm telling you that what you're hearing from these power brokers on both sides of this seems like kind of vague and undefined.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody on either side really has a good handle on how the sports media economics are going to evolve over the next couple of years in terms of rights deals and the fact that a couple of these regional sports networks have already gone bankrupt and MLB's taken them over? Do you think either side really has a workable plan or a workable sense of how that's all going to shake out?
No, not at all. I don't think the player side has any idea of what they want on just about anything. I think they just know that they want to make a lot of money. That's about it. And I mean, that's a fair thing. I would also like to make a lot of money. But as far as, you know, all of these
issues, the opposite of what your gut tells you on your college football picks, and you will.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
right.
You're already be retired.
Yes. But yeah, as far as the media thing is concerned, I think Manfred does see some value in a lot of teams' local broadcasting rights being under the MLB umbrella. I know there are already a handful of major league teams who have that, whose local games are broadcasted by Major League Baseball. He thinks it would add value. He said that today. He thinks it would add some value if they had more broadcasting rights for teams. And I don't know if I agree with that or not. But it does seem like they're kind of all over the place in a lot of really, really big, important areas that need to be organized by December of next year.
Noah, let's hit on a few Pirates topics here before we let you cover the game tonight and everything else that's happening around it. O'Neill Cruz wowed in the home run derby. Jeff Hathorn, who you know well, said the Pirates should make him the richest pirate ever and give him the biggest contract in team history. Do you think that there's actually internally within the Pirates a push to do that? And do you think that Cruz's people want to see that happen?
I don't know how the Pirates feel. If I had, from all indications that I've had, I don't think there's a ton of interest from Cruz's side to be here long term. I mean, and that could change. I just don't think either side has really gotten what they expected to at this point in Cruz's tenure in Pittsburgh. I think he anticipated this all going a little bit differently. I think the Pirates anticipated this going differently. Now, with all that being said, I'm not suggesting that either side is unhappy, but I think that both sides are still looking for more before they're really, really trying to get an extension done, if that makes sense.
Noah, when it comes to Cruz, I know he hit missiles and he put on a show, and that's why he was there. Everybody involved understood the assignment with O'Neill Cruz being in that derby, but he obviously is only a barely above average offensive player by OPS Plus, for example. In the case of O'Neill Cruz, why hasn't it gone better game to game, and why don't the numbers look better? How would you distribute sort of the blame or the finger pointing between he, Cruz himself, and between the Pirates not figuring out a way to kind of crack the code and help him in a better way or coach him up better?
This is going to sound like a kind of a vanilla answer, but I'll give some reasoning behind it. I think it's an even 50-50 split. Like, I do think Cruz deserves a lot of blame for certain things. Like, I think he's really struggled with being able to consistently remain focused on the task at hand. That's been a clear issue for him. And that's probably why, at least partially why, he hasn't been able to maximize his potential so far. But I also think if O'Neill Cruz was in a different organization, there's a very good chance he could be a better player than he is right now. I think if he was surrounded by other talent, if the Pirates were more successful on the hitter development front, if they had other threats in the lineup, O'Neill Cruz probably plays with a little bit less pressure every time he steps in the batter's box. I think he would be a guy that would thrive on a team with another superstar, especially a Latin superstar. I don't think he's had a lot of leaders to kind of mentor him and guide him. I think the only guy they really brought in to do that was Carlos Santana,
yep.
And Cruz was injured within the first week of that season. So sure, you got some mentorship.
I also heard from a pretty reliable source that one of the things Santana told him was, you need to take ownership over your own career and not listen to these guys.
I don't know if I want to comment on that. But
well, you didn't disagree with it, so you can keep talking.
Yeah, there we go. So I do think that the Pirates haven't necessarily put him in the best spot at times. I also think his major league career probably didn't start on the best of terms when they're trying to move him to the outfield as a minor leaguer toward the tail end. He probably should have been promoted to the majors a little bit earlier than when he made his debut. There was some service time frustration there, I think. So there's always been a little bit of contention there about what his path is like and what he's been surrounded with throughout his time here. But at the same time, I mean, he's got a lot to address on his own end. So I
Agreed.
Think both sides have kind of failed.
That was a very good answer, Noah. I like that one. Give us the best thing you've got on Pirates trades right now. You wrote that great column. You put in the Brian Reynolds, no trade teams. That got a lot of buzz going, the Mitch Keller stuff. So you've done a very good job on this topic. What's the hottest thing right now you hear on the Pirates in the trade deadline?
All right. I was reluctant to give you guys something good the last time because I had the column coming out. I'm working on another one, but it's still well in the works. So I'll give you my latest big tip is it seems like the Mets are the favorite for Keller right now. It seems like that's where the smoke is. I've been told that he is not the Cubs' top priority, that they have other pitchers that they'd prefer over Keller. But the Mets seem interested, and a couple of other teams are kind of unknown right now. One of them is maybe the Yankees, but that's not completely confirmed to be the second team like in the running. But other teams are interested, but it seems like the Mets are really high on Keller, where the Cubs he's kind of like their backup plan.
More likely right now that Keller stays with the Pirates after July 31st or actually does get dealt, Noah, in your opinion?
I think he gets moved.
There
Pretty
you go.
Concise, cut and dried.
Enjoy watching Paul Skeens throw an immaculate inning tonight. I'm predicting it, just like your No Doubter Twitter account.
All right, sounds good. Well, if it's anything like my or your predictions or my college football picks, he's probably going to allow four runs now.
Thank
Self-effacing
you, Noah.
And cutting at you, Pony. I like that.
He gets the show.
That's a very efficient answer.
Goodbye,
right
Noah.
There. Bye, Noah.
There you go. Noah Hiles. He did give us
some dirt there, some tea.
And you said, when I heard about the Keller Met stuff and Noah's response, that he was trying to distance himself from me. That sounded like there was a gravitational force pulling him back to
Pony. He activated the tractor beams here from Star Wars.
Did
he's
you not hear
right
that?
Back.
Did
yes.
you not sense
oh,
the same thing?
Yes. Back to the warm bosom. Noah's a character.
Jack, have you ever used the word bosom in your entire life?
I cannot say that I have.
Do you know what a bosom is? Hold on. Get the right mic here.
I can imagine what it is, but...
Using context clues. Yes, you must have been great in phonics class. Okay.
There you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Football debrief, Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. And it is sponsored by his good friends at Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Before we get to Donnie's big football topic for today, the Fan is partnering to support Pittsburgh Public Schools for the upcoming school year. I know when I was a kid, I hated to hear talk of the new school year in July, but we got to get a head start on these things. Looking to provide stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping them off at a location near you. For details, go to our website, 937thefan.com, to drop off your donation today. Donnie?
The debrief, July 15, 2025. Pony, I am amazed by you.
Why
amazed. Because now on back-to-back days, we have had two wide receivers around the NFL show their displeasure with where they are at.
Yeah.
And one of them, funny enough, plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
And one of them did it at a car dealership. Did you see that? Terry McLaurin has a deal with a D.C. area car dealership, the same way I work with Bowser and Mulsey works with Shorkey. And he was there to shoot commercials today when I don't know if he was ambushed by reporters who knew he was going to be there, got tipped off, or he set up the media gathering afterwards. But that's when he admitted that he is, quote, pretty frustrated by his contract. And it does sound like he is mulling over a training camp holdout.
I'm willing to bet he set the reporters up to be there because if they ambushed him, he might actually be not so chatty about it, even if he is frustrated.
And then yeah. He just made it a full shoot, brother.
Well, I think the reason, nice. Donnie, why I don't make the big deal of these that I used to is because it seems far-fetched that the Steelers would acquire one of these guys now, especially McLaurin, because of how much they'd have to pay him and what they'd have to give up. Correct. Jennings might be a little... Well, Jennings would be cheaper, both in terms of the draft picks you gave up and the money you paid him, but Jennings right now is, what, a $10 million receiver? He wants double that. He wants, like, the Deontay Johnson contract.
Didn't he sign that little mini contract with them at first, and now he's already... feels like he's outgrown it, basically.
Yes.
He got like a
well, he had a big year last year. He was the guy that took advantage of the Debo Samuel falling off
the face
of the cliff and
people,
the Ayuk injuries.
Operation Shutdown, Derek Bell. I think he's a big fan of Juwan Jennings. I saw Faribault. They're all champing at the bit about Juwan.
Well, the Steelers
Jennings.
Like Jennings. Somebody over there, and I can't believe I'm going to say this because it's very disrespectful to the person who he got compared to, but somebody at the Steelers whose opinion on players should matter, now not as much as Mike Tomlin's, but someone whose opinion should matter said, there is a lot of Hines Ward in Juwan Jennings.
He's like
there's
way
a
bigger
lot
than Hines
of
Ward, though.
In terms of playing style.
So he's a dog out
there's
there.
There's a lot of Hines Ward in Juwan Jennings.
Fights for the extra yards. He blocks.
Yep.
Not so, even like a Hines Ward light.
But to me, honestly, like this is more... of like something we would do and talk about than like a move actually happening. I think the interesting question would be if you could go back in time and do it all over again, would you rather trade a second round pick and pay DK Metcalf or trade a second round pick and pay Terry McLaurin?
Terry. Scary Terry.
Really?
I'm just a huge McLaurin fan.
Yes, and I think most people are, but you seem to have taken your McLaurin love to unusually high heights. He's like your guy.
I just think he's been ultra productive.
He's like the Alan Faneca of wide receivers for you.
He's been ultra productive. He would have had he played more than 14 games his rookie year. He would have six straight years since he entered the league with at least 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Most of those years have been played on a Washington team that's been rudderless at quarterback.
Yep.
Until last year.
He's also 2 months away from turning 30. And I believe last year, the only wide receivers in the NFL at 30 who went for 1,000 yards were Davante Adams and Mike Evans. One is, well, they're both probably surefire Hall of Famers.
I mean, McLaurin's basic numbers right now, I think, would put a guy who's averaging 81 catches for a bad team, 1,100 plus yards and 7 touchdowns, and last year had 13 tutties. I think he's got like...
He's not a Hall of Famer.
If he has 4 or 5 more years like this, he would be.
Well, yes, but having 4 or 5 more years like that into your early to mid-30s is very, very, very hard to do.
I also look at him, and other than the first 2 years of his career where he played 14 games 1 year and 15, he's played 4 straight seasons without missing a game.
Okay, and let's say I just want to...
I think he's a better wide receiver and possibly a significantly better one than DK Metcalf.
All right, that's where you lose me. Significantly better?
Yes. I think he is a significantly better receiver. I think he's a real number one. I don't think DK Metcalf is a true number one.
Why not?
Because his numbers don't suggest that he is. His best season was in 2020.
Yeah?
He has
no. Oh, yes, that's the season that Mulsey doesn't count the numbers.
He has also
played... As we've heard him say with Ben before.
No. He's also played for at least what the first, I'm trying to think when the bloom came off the Wilson Rose, probably 22, I would think. He played his first two seasons at least.
He wasn't there in 22.
He played his first two seasons at least.
22 and 23, he Wilson was, with the Broncos. Was in Denver.
I'm saying, yes, I know. He played in Denver. His first three seasons were with Wilson. The two of those three seasons, I would say Wilson was still a really good quarterback. He's only got the one all-pro second team. He's only been a Pro Bowler twice in his career.
Malzi, he has three 1,000-yard seasons. He missed it by 8 yards last year, and he has two seasons with double-digit touchdowns.
Okay, Terry McLaurin has 5,000-yard seasons, one with 919 yards, and if he had played with a real actual quarterback, like, I don't know, Russell Wilson through 2019 through 2021, I bet you he'd have more than last year's 13-touchdown season.
Let's just say I concede that McLaurin's better. I'm not going to say significantly better, and he's older. Exactly. Donnie, can you put your two cents in on this, please?
I would say McLaurin is better, but like this almost feels like the argument that we were making last week against each other with the whole Watt and Garrett thing. Because I would think back half of the career, I would like Metcalf as the better player because he's close to McLaurin. And he's a younger player. And
wait, why would you like Metcalf better? Because I think, like, we're saying Garrett is going to age better for what that position demands. I think Metcalf gets by mostly on extreme physicality. I think McLaurin's, like, the best of every world. I think he's a technician, and I think he's obviously a very good athlete. I think the guy is, like, high level at playing wide receiver.
Okay, Chris, but to defend Donnie here for a second, not that he needs me to do that, but I would say, and I don't think DK Metcalf is this guy, but Terrell Owens lived off of what you just said with Metcalf and did it into his 30s with no problem.
I think that's insulting to T.O. to compare him overall as a football player just because Metcalf is a physical freak. T.O. is one of the best to ever do it.
He is. But Metcalf is what you just said, a physical freak.
All right,
he is
so
a
is
marvel.
David, so is David Boston.
No, he was just strong and looked like he like had arms that looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger's and could probably have like won an arm wrestling contest.
So DK Metcalf is not strong and does not have large arm
muscles?
No,
he moves better and is an all-around receiver that's much better than Boston.
If DK Metcalf was still on the Seahawks, would he be their best receiver? I'd say no.
No, because they have Jackson, Smith, and Jigba.
Okay. I think he's like an elite number two.
But to be fair, if Terry McLaurin was on Seattle, he would be their number two receiver.
I disagree.
Because I don't.
I think he's better than JSN.
The other big knock people have taken with Metcalf is that there's always been another guy in Seattle that was at least pretty good.
Well, is that a knock on your boy John Stallworth? Actually, he didn't always have Lynn Swann. Well, I guess that could be a knock on Lynn
Swann. He was also better than Swann.
Because Lynn Swann always had John Stallworth, so that would be a knock on Swann, not Stallworth.
Yeah. Just here's Stallworth was absolutely the better of the two.
Here's 2021.
You love bringing that up.
Here's 2021, Terry McLaurin. Taylor Heinicke was his starter for 15 of his 17 games. The other two games were started by the legends that are Garrett Gilbert and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, whatever. He had 1,053 yards and 5 touchdowns. Would either of you like to guess the next two guys on the list for most receptions on that Washington team?
What year was this?
2021.
Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas was 8th in receptions with 18 of them.
The way you said it made me think that he was 2 because you were trying to demean.
Number 2, J.D. McKissick. Number 3, Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Running backs.
Yes. So they basically were either getting it to Terry McLaurin or dumping the ball off with a quarterback who on his best day is like a what?
He's a
poor man's Fitzpatrick.
He's a really good receiver. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I just don't think he's...
I also think the thing with McLaurin for this team that probably should matter is other than this situation right now, he wants to get paid and he probably should. He deserves to get paid. He has been like the ultimate good citizen wide receiver for a team that really does not have a great track record of late with dealing with guys at that position. And I know Metcalf's been on much better behavior for his career than George Pickens, but he still occasionally has the outburst here and there.
The guy's the Steeler, like the guy that I thought the Steelers, I don't know, have his contract in front of me, but the guy from a money standpoint who made sense for the Steelers to trade for was Olave if they could get over the health thing. The issue with Jennings and McLaurin is that you'd have to do the same thing you did with Metcalf. Trade and then pay.
Well, yeah, the die is already cast.
Give up the pick and then pay. They're not just going to come here and play on their current contract. So I just don't.
You guys are saying they got the better of the two here. I would have done it for McLaurin. If you could have done this over again, I would have done this for old Scary Terry. They did it, of course, for DK.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. But in this case, I think the masses agree with me again.
Do you want me to just put out a better receiver, Donnie, Terry McLaurin or DK Metcalf?
No, because that's not the question.
Okay.
Who would you rather have, DK Metcalf or Terry McLaurin? And Metcalf is going to get, I would say conservatively, 75% of the vote.
You think that high?
Yeah.
I think it'll be a little bit closer than that.
Okay.
Thank you, Malls.
Just don't have as many ball knowers in the audience as I thought.
Oh, so Donnie's not a ball knower because he agrees with me? Go ahead, say it.
I'm surprised you're not more upset that I'm saying you aren't a ball knower with that implication.
My nickname's not Pony Football.
What is it?
It's just Pony.
It was your Twitter name's Pony Express.
I'm surprised we didn't get like a Watt or Highsmith for McLaurin during that segment.
From me? From Malsi.
I mean, either of you guys.
You
know I pitched Highsmith for McLaurin.
You said you would make that trade, Don. I said to Donnie last week, would you trade TJ Watt in a sixth for Terry McLaurin in a third? And Donnie said yes.
Oh, I'd do that deal.
Well, yes, we know that because Terry McLaurin to you is basically Jerry Rice's son. Actually, Jerry Rice's son wasn't that good. Didn't he just get drafted like 2 years ago? What happened to him?
Went to USC and then got to the league, and that was pretty much it. And then his dad, that's got to suck, man. Like,
what happened
dad
to Randy Moss's son? Remember him at LSU?
Thaddeus Moss. He was like a what would they call that? A move tight end. He was an undersized tight end. Doesn't Randy Moss have another kid, though, who's like a much bigger prospect? I could have swore he did.
He had a daughter that played hoops at Thomas More.
Didn't she get to school on probation? For some reason, she was playing
Division III basketball.
Didn't they get put on probation?
They did because of her.
Sounds like Randy Moss is going to be backing at the desk this year, which is very
cool. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, I'm very pumped about that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.